This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
All right, that's it. Time for Dr. Rashid Batar, Advanced Medicine. We kick our week officially into gear now. Dr. Batar, welcome back, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing well, Robert. How are you?
Good. We got some serious discussion points, and you know, always we try to uplift with the information that we give, even though we got to tackle some really tough topics. But you just hinted right before I went to the air something I didn't know, some kind of announcement. So I'm like, now you got me curious. You want to do that now, or are you going to tease it out till the end of the hour?
Well, I can tease it out if you want, or I can give it to you right now. It all depends. Do you like to have your dessert before your meals, or do you like to have your dessert after your meals?
Yeah, one of my friends who's really spiritually inclined says, eat dessert first. Life is short. So
yeah.
If you're up for it, let's go with an announcement.
All right. Well, you know, we have now probably close to 450 hours on Advanced Medicine Mondays. I think it definitely exceeds 400 hours, but I'm not sure exactly how many hours beyond 400 we have now.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to have all the stories that we have covered in our 8-plus years together, all the articles that we've covered, and the studies published and news releases, et cetera, plus all our audio archives, all available on Advanced Medicine with a search function that a person can type in certain keywords, and all audio and all articles pertinent to that will pop up. And that should be, with a little bit of luck, and if God is smiling on us and the wind's behind our back, hopefully by the first week of March, that will be available on advancedmedicine.com.
Dude, that, you're putting the rest of the Robert Scott Bell Show to shame. You know that, because we couldn't even come up with that in all the years we've been doing this. And you got advancedmedicine.com is going to be hosting all the Medical Rewind updates, all of the 400-plus hours that we've done this show together. That's awesome. You know, y'all be able to type in keyword. I love that. So that maybe there'll be a good example for the rest of us.
Well, I'm also going to try to see if we can transcribe all the radio shows. That's going to take a little bit of a longer effort, but at least the articles will be able to be pulled up, and I'm pretty excited about it because it'll actually end up being a very effective archive. And of course, your name and my name are the only two names that are actually going to be used as key tag as far as keywords from a search engine standpoint.
Right, but my font has to be a little bit bigger than yours because you're bigger than
absolutely.
Me in real life.
That's absolutely fine. That's no problem. Yours could be the biggest one, and mine could be microscopic. All I want is people to have access to that information.
Totally,
and
man. That's so cool. Really great. Folks, I didn't know about it. He's been working behind the scenes on this with his team. I love it, Dr. Batar. Thanks, Josh, and whoever's working on it, and Super Don, whatever we can do to help that along. But I know you've got all of it to do, so that's great.
We got to give a shout out to Cindy too. So Cindy and Josh,
Cindy, yes.
Both. So I know you guys know them.
The heroes are doing great work there.
Exactly, they are, and I'm proud that they have accomplished what they have, and there's still some more work to be done. But anyway, hopefully by the end of March, I'm sorry, first week of March,
mm-hmm.
Advanced Medicine is going to have a little bit of a revamp, and
okay.
And anyway, it's going to be all available to anybody.
Cool.
They don't even have to register, so it's
not open
to
it wide.
Be able to use the head map, but yeah, it'll be all open. Exactly,
open the floodgates wide for healing, folks. Advanced Medicine Archives available at advancedmedicine.com beginning in March with searchable terms. That's really cool. All right. So now let's dive into our first searchable story. Experts warn not to link the autism to violence. And they bring this up, interestingly enough, because the guy, the young adult who apparently went into school and shot it up, Parkland in Broward County, Florida, also was diagnosed somewhere along the line on the autism spectrum. Now, I went in the last hour and talked about psychotropic drugs and different things like that. You might be weaving in some of that to the story, but you've seen kids who were so-called diagnosed as autistic that were violent, but for different reasons than what I perceive happened in the shooting last week.
But, Robert, let me ask you this. If I put you in a straitjacket and I put you into a place, let's say Somalia, where they don't speak any English, in an area in Somalia where they don't speak any English, and everybody came up and looked at you like there was something wrong with you, and you were also, you had a gag on, so you couldn't express yourself, so you don't understand the language, you can't express yourself, and you're in a straitjacket. Would you, and you're kept in this way for not just a day or a week or a month, but year after year.
Do I also have intractable intestinal pain?
And exactly. Add that to it. Add rashes to it. Add
uncontrollable
liver
itching,
congestion.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know. Also,
I'm going to be violent.
Visual.
Yeah.
Exactly. You're going to be violent. And, you know, you have visual deficits. You have auditory input. You have a sensory input deficit. So there's a need to stem, meaning to walk on your tiptoes, flap your hands. But then certain types of stimuli, like certain types of bright light or loud sounds or certain frequency sounds, elicit so much pain you have to block your eyes and block your ears. Yes, people will become violent when they're put in that situation. Forget about developmental delay. Anybody, no matter the most conservative, mild-mannered monk, would become violent if put into that type of scenario in a sustained manner, day after day, month after month, year after year. So that's you know, let's look at what is a real issue here. Now you take kids. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was just going to ask in terms of you know, how they talk about levels of autism, right? How far into the spectrum are you, severe, like we're describing initially here, versus the so-called high-functioning Asperger's? And, you know, do you see that level of violence also indicate? Because that's what the so-called saying. Don't now paint every autistic kid with the same broad brush that they're violent and they're going to shoot up a school. That's what I get from this article.
Well, one of the things is, Robert, if you take 100 people, 100 people have 100 different personalities. So, you know, some people are going to be more prone to being aggressive. Some people are going to be less prone to being aggressive. And a child that is on the spectrum is going to be no different. You're going to have different levels of personality in those children. So you can't just say, well, this diagnosis or this condition is going to be pathognomonic for this type of behavior. That's
right.
Ludicrous. That's like me saying that, you know, every person that is a 6'1", let's say I described your body, and I say every person is going to be as judicious as you are about the type of food that you eat and making sure you have a clean diet. We know that's not true. You know, you are, but that doesn't mean just because somebody fits into the same category as you, physical height and weight and
right.
look, that doesn't mean that they're going to be following the same exact lifestyle.
Sure.
You can't project a personality on a group of people is my point.
Mm-hmm.
So now that's the first thing. Now, second thing is that we have had specific cases of children, and I say children, but they're physically bigger than me, 13, 14, 16-year-olds that are, you know, 6'3", 6'4", 240 pounds, 250 pounds, that are extremely violent, that are autistic. And I will tell you, in two different cases, exactly the two most extreme cases of violence that I've seen in my clinic, and what the result was and how those children changed in a matter of, like, literally hours, okay? But before I do that, there's one other thing that I want to point out. When you look at something like autism, we don't really know what that individual is experiencing. We can only go by what we think the child's experiencing. Mm-hmm. However, I have a young man who is now 20, I think he's probably 24 maybe now. David, he was 16 or maybe 25. He was 14 or 15 years old when we started treating him. And he was essentially neurotypic by the time he was 16, and he has integrated into a completely normal society. In fact, he's the one that there's a 1 hour interview that Jane, myself, his mom, and he do. It's on YouTube somewhere. And remarkable because he's my oldest child. I take that back. He was, I think, 15 when we started treating him. He's my oldest child that is today neurotypic that I've treated with autism. Mm-hmm. And what was really interesting is that David could tell us he remembered what it felt like and could describe to me when he started becoming verbal. He could start to explain. He had a very limited vocabulary before, but he was able to express to me firsthand what it was like. And one of the things he explained to me was he said his mom had taken him numerous times to see doctors because he was always rubbing his eyes. Lights would bother him, certain, you know, visual. He had a lot of visual stimming. And he explained to me the reason was because when he would look at the written word on paper or on a sign, it was like the words would float. The top line, the bottom line would cross over and they would be superimposed over each other. And then they would kind of go up and kind of go down. It's interesting that looking at Picasso's paintings, is it Picasso that has the nose and the eyes and kind of off a little bit? Okay.
Yes.
Some people have said that Picasso was actually autistic, but it's interesting that the spatial relationship between objects is skewed and sometimes in a very detrimental manner that it causes headaches and other types of issues in the individual. So Dave explained to me that he could never look at anything written because it would cause this type of disruption and give him severe headaches. His eyes would get sensitive, and he had to close his eyes, rub his eyes.
Wow.
And he said that's one of the most prominent things that he remembers. He also described to me at one point that it was like he was in a room, and in the movies when you see those rooms where they interrogate people and they have a little square glass thing that you can look at, but everything else is solid walls, with except for this door, which is like a steel door, whatever it is, soundproof. And you can yell and scream, and nobody can hear you on the side except for through that. You can see that person through that little, you know, 8-inch by 8-inch glass window. Okay,
yeah.
That's what he described. He said it felt like I was in one of these rooms, and no matter what I said, or no matter what anybody said to me, I couldn't hear them, I couldn't express to them, and it was extremely frustrating. So this is firsthand experience from a child that was autistic, that is today neurotypic. Now he still has some social issues, you know, but he's catching up, and incredible story. And David, actually, David and Abby have done some webinars with me. For just because people wanted to talk to somebody who was autistic. And I remember it was really interesting. I think I told you about this, Robert. We had a group of about 90 people, 90 parents in New York that were on this webinar, and they wanted to ask these questions. So I opened it up, and they one of the parents asked such an absurd question. They said, "Are you appropriate in your behavior?" And this is a two-way screen, so I can see the audience too. And you can see that some of the parents looking at each other like, what kind of absurd question is that? And I wanted to say, is that an appropriate question to ask? But Abby says, well, it all depends on what your definition of appropriateness is. And David, of course, laughs, and he goes, based upon the normal definition, we're probably not very appropriate. And they're both laughing, you know, with each other. So anyway, it was hilarious because it was a very appropriate response for a very inappropriate question.
Nice. Nicely done. All right, we're going to take a break here. More advanced medicine coming up on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Rasha Bitar. AdvancedMedicine.com, DrBitar.com, linked up at RobertScottBell.com. We got to talk vaccines as well as psychotropic drugs next.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Each and every week at this time, we go outside, well, I don't know, the bounds of normal medical radio. That's non-medical, it's healing, it's health, it's advanced medicine. And it's Dr. Rasha Bitar, author of the 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away international best-selling book. If you're new to the show, and it's translated into, I don't know, 1,000 different languages, and probably including Klingon, because Dr. Bitar is a good science fiction fan.
I wish that was the case. It's only been a couple of maybe a dozen languages, but I hope one day this translates to 1,000.
More than I speak, anyway. But we're talking about the violence. You know, they were saying they thought this kid may have been autistic, but I wanted you to relate, as you have related so well, about what is the violence, how does it manifest in a kid that might be diagnosed in the autism spectrum versus just anybody in a scenario like that, if you felt that way, how that would manifest. And then you brought up also a couple of examples, one, your own son who was in that realm, and then you helped him get out, and many other children. So more of this violent discussion before we get into the psychotropic drug angle.
Well, Robert, there's a webinar that we did that, if you remember, when we did the workshop at Autism One Together, and it was so many questions about the main lecture that I gave that we never did get to the workshop content. And so we held a webinar about 3 weeks after Autism One, and I think we had over 1,200 people, or almost 1,300, I think it's 1,280 some people that were registered for that webinar, and had over 1,000 people attend. And that webinar, we recorded it, and it was called Rewarding Desired Behavior. And that is the premise of the entire topic when it comes to violence within autism, as far as I'm concerned. Children, adults, animals, we all are beings that want to be set up to succeed. And when you take the autonomy away, whether it's an animal, whether it's a child, whether it's an adult, whether, you know, no matter who it is, you take autonomy away and you don't allow somebody to succeed, that causes frustration. It causes antagonism. Now, why am I talking about this? I'm talking about this because I can give you 2 specific examples of very large, very strong over 230-pound individuals with a diagnosis of autism that were severely violent, one of them from overseas who comes with two bodyguards that his father has with him to keep the child in control. This, I say child, he's 20 years old now.
Mm-hmm.
But in front of the parents, in front of their staff and their whole entourage, in less than 2 hours, I was able to, without ever touching this young man, have him do exactly what I wanted to do. And he kept on testing me. And I had to just find out what is it that makes him tick. And in his mm-hmm. case, it was the desire to buy baseball caps for the people back home in the country that he was from to bring them back from the U.S. He wanted to bring these baseball caps. And all I did was I took that away from him. I said, you're not going to get that. If I don't get the desired behavior, you're not going to get it. And I started deducting. He wanted 100 caps. I started deducting it. And I kept on taking down to 99, 99, 95, 99, 8, until we got down to like 52 hats. And that's when he started first doing what I wanted him to do. For example, he wanted to get up, and he kept on saying, no, I just need to get this. No, I just need to get this. And if everybody else would accommodate him, I refused to. I said, if you want the hats, then you're going to sit down. If you don't, then you can get up and get it. It's your choice. You know, you're in complete control. He figured out by the time we got down to 52 hats that, because then I started, I worked out some hand signals with the rest of the family. So when he complied with my first request, when we got down to 52 hats and actually sat back down without having to go pick up something, we all clapped. I nodded and I clapped. I said, thank you, Samuel. And his response, he looked around and you saw a sense of pride because he was just recognized for doing something that was a desired behavior. We had rewarded it.
Mm.
And the problem was his behavior prior to that had always been, they were rewarding his behavior that was the undesired behavior. So what do we expect? Of course, if you reward undesired behavior, the person's going to give you more undesired behavior. It's like a child screaming. If you mm-hmm. reward the child by giving them attention or cajoling them and giving them something else, you've just rewarded that behavior in their mind that every time you scream, I would reward you by giving you what you want, as opposed to ignoring it until they quiet down, now rewarding that quiet. And as soon as they start crying again, mm-hmm. boom. And I've told parents, watch what happens. I'll tell them, once you've succeeded in this, the child will not test because the child's seeing, wait a second, I didn't get rewarded for what I normally get rewarded for. Now they're going to test you, and you must be consistent because if you throw it off, if you're not consistent in your reward behavior, then they will figure out that you're manipulating. These right. children are so bright. They will manipulate their environment for their ultimate desire.
And well, Dr. Bitar, because they don't have that kind of guidance and experience to do what you've just described, they'll often resort to medication. And that's where
parents may.
Yeah.
The parents will resort to medication because they can't control them because
right.
they don't understand how to manipulate this behavior.
Well, and that's where we get into the danger zone. Once again, autistic or not, what these drugs are doing and why over 90% of the school shootings involve shooters that happen to be on some form of psychotropic medication approved by the FDA. That's why I call them the Fear and Death Administration. We'll be back with more advanced medicine after this break. Those of you watching on YouTube, who knows what we're going to talk about next. Stick around.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, back at it. Interesting. This is another subject. I want to switch gears here with you, Dr. Bitar, about vaccines on trial. We've talked about the disastrous scenarios where you have a married couple, they have kids, and they're on the same page, for instance, on vaccines, but a divorce happens. And suddenly one parent uses the vaccine issue as a weapon, right? And
oh, that's never happened.
No, it's never happened. Of course, it's just like one of the worst things. And I'll often say this: it is better to be on this. I think for a happy marriage and happy, healthy kids, better to be on the same page in terms of what you believe about vaccines than even if you're marrying two different religions together.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Okay, because what happens is just horrific. Let's just say you stay married, you don't agree on vaccines. That's worse than you're married and you have different religious beliefs. Now, there's a case out here, I think it's in Michigan, that this happened. A divorce happens. They have a kid that's not vaccinated. The mom doesn't want to vaccinate. Suddenly, the man uses it as a weapon. So they're in court. And in court, they brought in this so-called expert pediatrician. And she's also president of the AAP, in Michigan. What is that? American Academy of Pediatrics, right?
Yeah.
Teresa Holtrop. And they've never met a vaccine that they didn't want to inject into every kid. Every kid. And they're just basically lapdogs for Big Pharma and their attacks on children. Now, as I'm watching, there's 90 minutes of testimony this doctor is giving. You know, first on behalf of the husband, now then on behalf of the wife's attorney. And, you know, they're asking her things. And what would you have to do to catch this child up, right? That's 6 years old now that's never had a vaccine. Well, we would need to give, in the first meeting, six vaccines at once. And then she begins to describe the six vaccines that are going to have to be administered, which are more than six vaccines because there are multiple vaccines in one, right? Just to minimize it, that's the best you could do. And she acknowledged it would be like torturing the child, holding down the child and forcefully vaccinating six different injections of multiple vaccines. Even though completely dispassionate about everything else, acknowledging, yeah, there are risks, but I never saw the real things happen. It's just like, this is inhuman, Dr. Bitar. When I see doctors like this, pediatricians, especially female pediatricians, who have, you look at her and she doesn't look feminine to me, energy-wise, that she's willing to do this and promote this to innocent children. I'm just sharing this with you. I'm not even asking a question here.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I can't comment on whether this pediatrician is feminine looking or.
No. That's me.
No, but I understand. I understand what you're saying. I mean, I know exactly where you're coming from. This whole thing about parents, though, that go through a divorce, and have, will use the child or the child's, wellness or child's health issues or even educational issues as a control mechanism to try to out-control the other parent. I mean, that's not a good thing at all. Obviously not for themselves. It's not a good thing energetically for themselves or for the child or for the eventual healing of all parties concerned. So that's one thing aside. But when there is a divorce situation, I have seen this probably, if I've seen it once, I've probably seen it 40, 50 times. And probably half of that time, I've been asked to be a witness or have to send in documents to the court for the judge's determination, et cetera, et cetera. And you're right. This is exactly what they do. That the one parent that's trying to outmaneuver the other parent by going for the pro-vaccine stance will use the conventional side, and they'll get all the stuff. I mean, of course, if this was true, then if what you're saying is true, Dr. Bitar, then why are people poisoning their children? Because obviously that's not the truth. That's just your opinion, et cetera, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So it creates a lot of animosity and increases the risk, the rift between the parents. And of course the victim here is a child, and because they're the ones that are going to end up suffering. And, it's almost reminds me of the story in the Torah, in the Bible, in the Quran about King Solomon when he, you know, when the people came up and they were trying to decide about the child, and he says, okay, you know, we'll just cut the child in half, and then of course the person that loves says no, that's okay. The other one can have it. You know, it's one of those type of things. One parent is willing to sacrifice the child in order to accomplish their agenda, and unfortunately, energetically, spiritually, they will end up paying a karmic price for that. I think it's one of let's put all that aside. I think the vaccine issue is, without a doubt, you're absolutely right, and I can understand why you had such a passionate response about this, because it is truly maiming a child. It is truly setting them up for guaranteed failure, especially if they're already developmentally delayed, and now you're adding further poison, further gasoline in a fire that's already potentially explosive, and it creates all sorts of neurochemical disruptions and denudation of the neurofibrils, and the brain can't function right, and that's what leads to these type of problems we're talking about. You know, when you were talking about the possibility of this shooter being on the spectrum.
Right. So let's talk about how we reach wisdom now. Because, you know, I look at these doctors, male or female, that are willing to say, or the parents are willing. I mean, we're making these choices that are so destructive. And, you know, my perception is we have to have many lifetimes because we can't get it right in one, clearly. I mean, there's so much Super Don was pointing out. It's like we are the slowest learners. You know, if you look around, you're like, man, oh, man, are we slow learners? And and there's a study done that says the road to wisdom runs through hardship. And I thought, wow, that's an interesting headline. I started reading this thing. I'm like, they're actually picking up on something very wise here, because as I've said about my own life, I've been very vocal and open about the suffering I went through, not to look for violin and sympathy, but to be grateful for what it taught me, to be able to do what I do, to be able to do what you do. You've gone through hardship, and we still do from time to time. But that's where we gain the wisdom. And so at the same time, I might complain and gripe and bitch and moan and all about this stuff and acknowledge I don't like what I see here in these things and these children suffering. My own suffering, I have to say, I have to embrace and say, you know what? It brought me here. And I can't choose for another person what their road is, if it's going to be suffering, because it's what they need, apparently, to gain eventually that wisdom in their own time.
Yeah, my brother once said to me when Avi was about a year old, this is like 18 years ago, when I was having, going through my first divorce, and, you know, I'd never want to be the person who's talking about my first divorce, my second divorce, but here I am.
Right.
But I remember thinking about my son, and I was really upset, and my brother pointed out something. He said, what doesn't kill them only serves to make them stronger. And I think that is what this study may have been saying, that the road to wisdom is through hardship is basically the same thing. What doesn't kill you serves to make you stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And in that light, perhaps this turmoil that these children are going through, perhaps it does serve a greater function. I heard once, Robert, something that was very profound. I don't know whether I necessarily agree with this or not, mm-hmm. but the incidence of autism, obviously, in the last 20, 25 years has exponentially increased. It's exploded from 1 in 10,000 in 1991 to 1 in 30, 35 children now in the United States. And I was told by a spiritual healer that these children are coming on into the planet because they are here to teach us something, to teach mankind something, to help us ascend to the next level of humanity. And I was a little confused. And I said, well, what possible thing are they coming here to teach us? And the spiritual advisor said, to teach us unconditional love, unconditional patience, and unconditional gratitude. And I remember when I heard those words, it really hit me. Because if you think about it, there's some truth to that.
It resonates, Dr. Batari. It hits me. Hits me pretty hard there because, you know, to see a child suffer that way, to see them, what I perceive to be needless. Of course, who am I to say needless? I'm not God, so I can't tell you. You know, the thing is, if it's a curse, I remember growing up seeing things clearly, or at least I perceive to see them clearly. Like I would see conflict and I'd be going, that's really silly. That's not really a conflict, but the people were so emotionally invested in it. You know, even, you know, watching my parents get divorced when I was a teenager. And I would be like, why are you doing this? And it was like, this is so clear to me. But I'm a kid. What do I know? And it would annoy them, rightfully so. I'm the kid. At the same time, you know, I had to learn that, you know, people are attached to the drama and they have to learn the hard way sometimes. And I recognize that even today. But I also acknowledge that I have made some choices that circumvented certain things happening to me. You know, I was on the road to cancer, no doubt, as a young person because of how I grew up already chronically ill. And I saw my elders suffer in this way. And I said, you know what? I got to find a way to not go down that road. And then I was introduced to a homeopathic doctor. I studied with him. So I stepped out of, one might say, my destiny and created a new one. And so I've always held this belief that we haven't always have the being given the choice to make, to go down the path that we feel like we have to because we have to. Or to say, you know what? I don't think I need that path anymore. I think I figured this thing out. And the grace of God, sometimes we allow it to come into our lives and go, you know what? Here's another path for you. You get to choose now because it's clear that's not going to be a benefit to you anymore. You figured it out.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And I think that this is what life is about. This is the journey that life is all about, that we make the choices and we learn, and whatever our purpose is, we serve that purpose. And I think, generally speaking, this is why fear, when we've talked about fear before, this is why fear is the worst thing, because if you allow fear to dictate your actions, you will never make the right choice. You will always, by definition, make the wrong choice, because the opposite of fear is love, and the love is what allows us to make that right choice and make the choice that's necessary in order for us to evolve individually as a society. And I can tell you that when this person, when the spiritual advisor had made that comment to me, it really did hit me. And people like you, and I was told by the spiritual advisor that people like me and you and others that have stood up and voiced the truth, regardless of the consequences, and have done so without being motivated by fear, that the universe is grateful to us. This is what the spiritual advisor said to me, and I was very humbled when I said that. I mean, I felt very self-conscious, but I also felt very humbled, sure. And I felt a great sense of responsibility. So for all of those out there, all those people out there that have stood up for their children, that have stood up as professionals to make sure that the children and the children that they're responsible for are not being abused and maimed with this poison, these poisons that are being orchestrated as under the pretense of public safety and the necessary for the children's health. I applaud you. And one day, Source Energy will reward us for all that we do. In fact, it rewards us every day. So
yeah,
I appreciate the effort of everyone.
I'm so grateful for the opportunity to serve with you, my friend, Dr. Bitar and Super Don, and all y'all out there listening and watching to make this message resonate. And, you know, to make that difference, indeed, and even if it's just one soul's life. So thank you all for being here. We're going to be back to wrap it up. Maybe continue this deep level discussion. Or maybe we'll go into peer-reviewed literature from the 17th century. Who knows? Stick around. We'll figure it out after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsvreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's RSB Reports.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, where we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, remember, archives go up first here at GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication, GCNlive.com, and iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio. You guys are going to love this show. If you haven't, you've loved it already, I can tell. And also SoundCloud and on YouTube, whenever we simulcast on YouTube. And, of course, MedicalRewind.com, hundreds of hours. We have just learned today that Dr. Bitar and his team, Cindy, Josh, and others, have put together a searchable database that's coming up early March, and we'll give you a confirmation the moment we know it's up and running. You can search the history of all of these. Oh, it's going to be amazing. Dr. Bitar, again, we always go deep. We have a plan, and then we go deeper. And, you know, the idea of discussing even, you know, the spiritual basis for why so many are suffering with what we call the autism spectrum and all that it brings. And, you know, I think that at one point, if we all figured it out and didn't need it anymore, it would be done in an instant. But there's obviously a deep level need for humanity, as you said, to just develop, ascend, whatever it is. But until we learn love, unconditional love, until we learn patience, unconditional patience, all of these things, there's a limiting capacity or capability to make that leap. And so we suffer, so to speak, as we define it or call it. Or as we reach wisdom through hardship, as this article today. Folks, read it. This is a study that actually acknowledged something pretty cool. And we got to talk about it today with Dr. Bitar.
Oh, yeah, Robert, I think that that spiritual aspect that you said, you know, it, when it resonates, it resonates. And I think that that there's a lot of wisdom that I've achieved from my hardships that I've encountered. And I see this evolution in our patients when they come in, especially those that have had cancer,
yeah,
the ones that embraced the journey and see the value of what they're experiencing have been largely the ones that have overcome against great odds, you know, stage four multi-organ system failure. And 10 years later, 12 years later, one of our common friends that you know, Rosie, she's, I think, what, is she 18 years out now from when she did our treatment, or 17 years out,
mm-hmm,
something like that. You know, I'm talking about Rosie, right?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. And so many of these aspects, there's a book, actually, that one of my patients gave me, Whatever Arises, Love That. And I thought it was just the title of the book was very powerful. And essentially talking about how we as spiritual beings need to embrace, need to recognize that whatever's happening to us is happening for a reason, and embrace that, and ask the question: What is this experience teaching us, and what is the purpose of this?
What have I to learn? What have I to give? Right? What have I to teach?
Yeah. Exactly.
And then there are those of us who are so stubborn, you know, like Super Don, who, you know, still puts coffee in the wrong end. He drinks it, and no matter what I say.
Oh, goodness.
Ha, ha, ha. Yes, I heard you. Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, just seeing if you were asleep or awake, Super Don.
He figures that if it's coming out that end or going in the end, what difference does it make?
It's coming out that end anyway, right? Oh, Super D, we love you. That's why we kid, right? We kid because we love. And I know Ben's going to miss this. He's reconsidering his three-month sabbatical at this point, isn't he?
I thought Ben wasn't going to go. I thought we convinced him not to go. I thought we threatened
him. No, he's stubborn, too, like Super Don. He's heck-bent on taking a sabbatical, apparently.
Wow. Well, that means we're going to have 3 months of trying to break somebody else in, and we'll have to hold our breath till Ben comes back.
Right, I know. We're gonna really be hopefully rewarded for good behavior eventually.
It'll be 3 months of Batar. Can you hear me? Hello, Batar. Robert, where are you?
No.
Am I on the air? I don't know. Where's the music?
Please.
I can't hear the music.
No.
Is the bumper playing? I can't hear it.
No. Ben, don't leave. Ben, don't leave us.
that's pretty accurate. That's really good, Super Don.
That was really good.
I think actually that you missed the point. I don't even know whether I'd be on the show. I thought you guys would get me on the right phone number, and
right,
it would be probably even worse than that. So
yeah, we probably have Hillbilly Hank on Monday suddenly.
Exactly, so, stepping in all the time.
Well, anyway, listen, the peer-reviewed article is very funny. We don't have a lot of time to go into it. I just mentioned this, as they say, it's still in the 17th century. I say there's a reason that peer review is slow, because it's designed to be methodical and comprehensive. Unfortunately, the peer review system is sham for the most part, but they're saying it should be instantaneous. We should publish it first and then peer review later. It's already a mess. It will only be a bigger mess then, but at least if you acknowledge it's not been peer-reviewed, then just say, hey, you guys look at this, this is what we think it is, but we're not going to say it definitively. Then maybe okay. So that's it, Dr. Batar.
Well, my 2 cents is peer review is a thing, so we'll leave it at that.
Okay, and I'm with you. Overall, hey, another great show. Thank you. Super D making it sound good. Well, hey, Dr. Batar, go ahead. You tell them what they need to know, because we got to go.
The power to heal is unequivocally yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.